It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. On Thursday, the Trump administration rejected the scientific finding that carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases pose a danger to public health.
The Environmental Protection Agency originally made that link between carbon emissions and human health in 2009. That link gave the agency the power to regulate things like greenhouse gas emissions under the Clean Air Act.
Now the EPA says it won't have the legal authority to do that. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin called the move, quote, the single largest act of deregulation in the history of the United States.
To help us understand what this means for air quality and public health in Wisconsin, we turn to a pair of scientists here. Dr. Jonathan Patz is a professor of health and environment at UW-Madison. He is director of the Center for Health, Energy, and Environmental Research. Dr. Patz, welcome back to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks very much, Kate. Pleasure to be here.
And James Bolter is here, professor and chair of the Department of Public Health and Environmental Studies at UW-Eau Claire, where he holds a joint appointment in the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry. Jim, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks so much. Great to be here, especially with you also, John.
Jim, starting with you, as someone who studies the environment and especially air quality in Wisconsin, what is your reaction to this move by the EPA?
Well, it's just really tragic. The links between air quality and emissions from automobiles, emissions from power plants, both of which will be limited in this new ruling from the EPA, are unequivocal, right? We've known for decades, for well past my career, about the dangerous effects of air pollution on the human health, and those effects have become better and better established as the science is advanced.
Dr. Patz, what comes up for you with this rollback of the endangerment finding and this legal, landmark legal finding that climate change is a threat to the public?
Yeah, so, the science is clear that climate change it really threatens our health through multiple exposure pathways, heat waves, wildfire smoke, flooding, water contamination, even longer allergy seasons in Wisconsin. The other thing is that since the 2009 endangerment finding, there's been so much more science. There's this new attribution science that's accelerated in the past decade that can directly link outcomes to human-caused climate change. For example, more than a third of heat wave deaths in the United States can be tied to climate change. That 2021 heat dome that hit the Pacific Northwest and killed more than 600 people in the U.S. and 700 Canadians was made 150 times more likely due to human-caused climate change. Drought conditions from climate change are responsible for 50% of aridity leading to the Western wildfires. Wisconsinites have been exposed to heavy amounts of wildfire smoke, especially dangerous to young children and pregnant mothers. So that's where, that science is there. And, I want to eventually on this interview get to the reasons that the EPA has decided to do this.
Well, Jim, what then happens to attribution science at this juncture? What does it mean for the EPA to repeal a scientific finding like this?
Well, for the science, it means nothing. The science is the science. And it's important to note that this particular decision by Lee Zeldin at the EPA is not informed in any way, shape, or form by science. When the endangerment finding was first ruled upon by the Supreme Court, upheld by the Supreme Court back in 2007, this is 20 years ago. The science has advanced so much, so significantly since then. So the science is intact and the science is clear. The science tells us that increasing amounts of emissions are warming the climate unequivocally. And what's more, that's backed up by all of our senses, right? We have seen the changes in our own Wisconsin climate over these past two decades. This ruling by the EPA, although it's important from a standpoint of policy and will be limiting in terms of what the federal government can and should do regarding protecting its citizens, it has no impact on the science.
Dr. Patz, when you look at the Wisconsin climate and air quality around Wisconsin, if the Clean Air Act can no longer be used to regulate greenhouse gas emissions, would it be possible for Wisconsin to have its own laws and its own regulations on the books?
So I don't pretend to be a lawyer, so I don't know the answer to that. But I would like to follow up on Jim's comment about something I think it's important for the audience to understand, that the EPA has shifted its reason for repealing the climate change endangerment finding. When it announced their final rule last week, compared to July, when they originally centered their rationale around science being too uncertain, that was the original reason. But from public comment, so many scientists came forward. The National Academy of Sciences had an assessment and concluded that the EPA's findings that human-caused emissions of greenhouse gases threaten human health was, quote, accurate, has stood the test of time, and is now reinforced by even stronger evidence. We were among 114 scientists that formed an expert working group on climate change and health in the United States. We submitted 50 pages of scientific evidence based on a mountain of new studies, more than 400 published since 2009, reinforcing the strength of the endangerment finding. So now, instead of disagreeing with the science, the EPA is taking a different route of legal procedure, which to me shows that EPA knows full well that the science is sound and that climate change indeed harms our health. So the EPA is completely abandoning its responsibility to protect Americans' health from environmental hazards. The decision completely flies in the face of the agency's mission.
That is Dr. Jonathan Patz from UW-Madison. James Bolter from UW-Claire is here as we talk about the Trump administration's rollback on regulating carbon emissions and what that means for Wisconsin, as some communities already experience poor air quality. Jim, in terms of our energy grid, you've told WPR in the past that AI energy consumption is contributing to worsened air quality. What are you watching for now that the state is seeing a boom in these data centers?
Well, I'm concerned about that, certainly, particularly because the build out of natural gas plants, natural gas peaker plants in particular. And I think that as a nation, we were poised, I think, to move in a different direction. In fact, because of the inexpensive nature of solar energy, and even solar energy with battery storage being the cheapest form of energy, I think that was the direction so many utilities and increasingly some of these AI data centers were moving. Unfortunately, in addition to this endangerment finding decision by Lee Zeldin and his EPA, the Trump administration has rolled back protections instituted just a couple of years ago that would limit emissions of greenhouse gases, but also oxides of nitrogen and even mercury from our especially coal-fired power plants. The Trump administration is increasing by executive order the operational lifetime of coal-fired power plants across the country. And so I'm concerned that for Wisconsinites living near the Oak Creek Power Plant, for example, and our other remaining coal-fired power plants, that we're really going to see more mercury in the environment, more respiratory concerns, particularly in areas such as Beloit and southeastern Wisconsin. So I'm really concerned about that. And with this huge demand coming from these AI data centers and the lack of federal incentives to build clean, green solar and battery backup utility capacity, that's a bad equation for us.
Dr. Patz, on the topic of air quality, last year 16 out of 26 Wisconsin counties with air quality data received a failing grade in a report card from the American Lung Association. That's up from 7 counties the year before. Can you talk about air quality and the impact on communities?
Sure. It's a really important point. You know, as Jim mentioned, the Oak Creek coal plant just upwind from Milwaukee, you know, has delayed its retirement. This move by EPA that, you know, takes the opportunity away from clean energy is really devastating. You know, there's, you know, there are coal plants that will be continued. I saw that the Pentagon has just been ordered to buy more electricity from coal-fired power plants. We have an opportunity in Wisconsin to go to clean energy. You know, we would save a lot of money. Onshore wind and utility scale solar have been shown to be in scenarios shown to be really excellent and could save almost 2,000 lives a year if we could transition away from fossil fuels. My own team has done an assessment of a fossil fuels transition to, you know, across the country. That would save 50,000 American lives every year from cleaner air quality if we can get away from burning oil, coal, and gas. And I just want to just add on one thing that Jim talked about regarding how cheap solar energy is. I want to set the record straight on two things that the administration has been saying. One is that they're saying that renewables are expensive, and yet solar's dropped more than 80% in the last 10 years. And also the administration is pointing to the transportation sector, which is our largest emitting sector, as being irrelevant because it's just one country. Well, if you were to take the pollution from our U.S. transportation sector alone, that's more than the total national emissions of every country in the world, except for China, India, and Russia. So if our transportation sector were a country, it would rank fourth in the world for emissions causing climate change. So I want to just set that record straight.
Well, thank you both for joining us. That is Dr. Jonathan Patz, professor and director of the Center for Health, Energy, and Environmental Research at UW-Madison, and Jim Bolter, professor and chair of the Department of Public Health and Environmental Studies at UW-Eau Claire. We've been talking about the EPA's rollback of a landmark environmental policy announced last week.